Secretary of State Pompeo came to the political heart of Europe to deliver a message. The United States is not retreating from the world stage.
Quite the opposite. In the finest traditions of our great democracy, we are rallying the noble nations of the world to build a new liberal order that prevents war and achieves greater prosperity for all.
Pompeo said the U.S. would strengthen or ditch international agreements to stop what he called bad actors, including China, Russia and Iran, from gaining. That drew a rebuke from Beijing Wednesday.
The U.S. flies the flag of America first and wields the baton of protectionism and unilateralism. It disturbs the international order, and one after another has left a series of international organizations and treaties and challenges the multilateral system.
Pompeo also took aim at the European Union, criticizing multilateralism as an end in itself, and said Britain's EU exit showed it wasn't working. A spokesperson for the European Commission said Pompeo had coined an opinion without knowing how our system works. Pompeo had warmer words for NATO, calling it an indispensable institution, a message that will reassure European allies nervous of both Russian aggression and of President Donald Trump's America First agenda. But allies remain sceptical that Trump fully shares the views of his Secretary of State.
At the end of the day, it will be the President who will decide, and clearly Mr. Trump is no fan of multilateral institutions, mainly because he believes that they don't serve America's security interests. So like a lot of the time with the State Department, the message is double-edged. It is reassuring to the Europeans, but it is perhaps also trying to guide thinking in the White House.
NATO is under pressure to respond to Russia's attack on Ukrainian naval vessels last week in the Kerch Strait, territory shared between Kiev and Moscow.
I think there was a consensus that some of the hot-headed arguments, like we should send the American Navy down the Kerch Strait, has been discounted, and for a very simple reason. If we are to escalate our confrontation with Russia, we should do it not out of frustration, not out of instinct, but all out of deep thought.
NATO's Secretary General said Russia must face consequences for attacking Ukrainian vessels, though did not specify what that might involve. Analysts say there is a lack of consensus in NATO on how to respond. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.